Lucky is being ready to take a chance. Lucky is being ready to take a chance. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Lucky is being ready to take a chance. Are you ready to take a chance? Are you ready to look at life and say, ah, so, life is so wonderful. Everything is so beautiful. Everything is so great. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to take your chance? If someone says, oh, you're lucky, you won the sweepstakes. No, you didn't. You're lucky. You were the one who bought the ticket. And you were the one who proclaimed, it is my ticket, it is my show, it is done. And when you do that, then it is done. Now, are you ready? Are you ready for that? You can. It's all up to you. Lucky is being ready to take a chance. Okay. This may sound unchancy, but it is really very chancy. Think about it. I would like to be independently wealthy. What a silly, silly thing. You have to be really lucky to be independently wealthy. Well, I would like to be independently wealthy. So, are you willing to take the chance? Am I willing to take the chance and say, I am independently wealthy, I am independently wealthy, I am independently wealthy, I am independently wealthy? Are you willing to take that chance and know that truth for yourself? Are you willing to take the chance of saying, my words are going to bring about the results that I want in my life? Is that what you are willing to do? If you're willing to do that, then you may be lucky indeed. And the luck will come because you have put the cause in motion, because you have made the decision for yourself, and that decision is yours right now. Are you ready to experience that? I'm ready. I'm ready to be a lucky guy. I'm ready to be a happy, lucky guy who knows all these things and experiences all these things and enjoys all these things. No. Lucky is being ready to take a chance. I say to you, okay, if you will run and jump, you'll jump right over this chasm. And you say, oh, come on now, that's too big. I say, no. You start running and jumping, not over the chasm, but start running and jumping and running and jumping, and pretty soon you will be able to jump over a great opening, a great distance. And this is what high jumpers do. This is what track men do. They run and they run and they run and they practice, and pretty soon they can do wonderful things. Well, now, what benefit is there for running and jumping? Well, if you ever need to jump over a break in the ground and you're up climbing mountains and the distance from one side to the other is, say, 3 or 4 or 5 feet, and you want to jump across that, then a little practice doesn't hurt. You say, well, my goodness, I'd never trust that. Well, you see, lucky is being ready to take a chance. And what is the chance? Have you practiced? Have you put the cause in motion? Are you strong in yourself? Do you believe in yourself? Are you saying to yourself, it is done? Well, if not, then it'll never be done for you. It will never be done for you. But if you're willing, if you're ready, if you're able to be strong in whatever conviction you have, then you will have the ability to accomplish whatever you want to do. So, you want to write a book. Well, what's the best way to write a book? Well, you take a chance. You start writing, and you write your first couple paragraphs. And you say, that's pretty good. And so you develop the first couple paragraphs, and pretty soon you have maybe 20, 30 pages. And you say, that's good. And then you put that aside, and you come up with your next couple of ideas. And the next ideas are lovely and challenge your mind and encourage you to think in positive, beautiful ways. And lo and behold, you come up with another 20, 30 pages. And you keep doing that until all of a sudden you say, wow, look at this. I've got a manuscript here. I've got a whole book. And there is a continuity that runs through it. And it is my philosophy. It is my way of life. I'm telling of all the adventures that brought me to my positive way of thinking. And you see, if you hadn't taken the chance to start writing, you'd never find out that you are really lucky, that you are really a talented person, that you are really capable. And as you write, and as you do these things, wonderful ideas come to your mind, and wonderful thoughts come to your attention to say to you, go right for it, go right for it. You can do it. You can do it beautifully. You can do it wonderfully, and it is done. You see, as you say these things, and as you know these things, you put causes in motion that allow you to have wonderful, wonderful experiences. But it's a choice that you have to make for yourself. It's a decision that we each have to do for ourselves. Lucky is being ready to take a chance. Oh, I could never write a book. I could never swim. I could never do this. Well, one of our students, I like to talk about Gertrude, she did not drive a car. She did not speak English. She did not know how to type. She did not have a computer. She did not have the ability to sing. She did not have a whole bunch of things she did not have. And she started taking the courses of the University of Healing. And we here at the university would challenge her and say, oh, Gertrude, why don't you take it in English? It'd be so much more meaningful to you. Well, I don't speak English. And little by little, the seed that we planted, she nurtured in her heart, and she became very active, very exquisite in speaking English and writing English and reading English. And then one day a car was left at her house by her daughter, who went back to New Zealand, and so she decided to learn to drive because the car was there. And now she says she cannot imagine what her life was like without being able to drive a car for herself, taking herself where she wants to go. And she wasn't able to sing. And so I said, go and take some lessons. Go, 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 go. She needed a kick in the butt from me to go and do the things that she was so talented in doing. And she took this wonderful teacher who taught her how to sing. And the teacher at first says, I don't know, you just have a long way to go, and I'm in my 90s. But this was a beautiful operatic singer teacher who was very talented. And after Gertrude was with her for a short period of time, the teacher says, you've got possibilities. And the next thing you know, here she is singing in the gospel choir of Switzerland and having a grand time. Well, now, I could go on mentioning all the beautiful things, but you see, she believed in herself. She believed in her ability, and she created situations that caused her to make a decision, to decide whether she was going to drive a car, whether she was going to speak English, or whether she's going to use a computer. And so she learned how to type, and she types beautifully, and her computer work is great. She's been through several computers already, because each time she needs to upgrade and improve, she's just right on top of everything. But was it luck, or was it her taking a chance, believing in herself? Oh, she believed in herself. You can believe in yourself too. Because whatever she did, you can do. Not because she isn't wonderful and fantastic, but she had the strength of character to follow her dream and make it come true. And you have too. And I have too. That isn't life wonderful? Have a great day, and know that today is a day for your dreams to be fulfilled in every wonderful way. I love you. I love you. I love you.